right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, June 14th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a 12-game MLB main slate today. We have game four of the NBA Finals, TBD if it is the last game or not. And then we have the cut for the U.S. Open. So good luck to all of you sweating your lineups today. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, we're going to get the SaberSim app pulled up here and jump into questions. If you have a question, now is always a good time to get that in the queue. But we will start with the questions that came in Discord first, as always, and we will go from there. All right. First question here from Ghost. How confident are you that greater than 0% post-contest sim ROI equals overall plus EV lineup portfolio? How about greater than 5%, greater than 10% for MLB? Good question. You know, it really comes down to how confident are you in the projections that you're using? And the reason for that is because we are running the post-contest sims assuming our projections are correct, right? I will say that, like, I've seen, you know, long-term, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, longer-term research about in regards to, you know, our MLB projections, and, like, they're very strong. So, you know, over a large sample size, I think that, you know, the projections are very, very good. You know, the greater that that number is, you know, the more confident you could be. So, you know, 0%, you know, is, that's technically neutral EV, right? Like, you do want to be positive 5%. You do want to be positive 10%. If you're not, you want to take measures to grow that number, and then you could, you know, be more confident in your margin of error. I think that probably that's the question you're, like, kind of asking, like, hey, what is the margin of error for, like, the post-contest sims? And I'm not, like, 100% sure, you know, what a good answer for that is. But if you want to say, you know, plus or minus 2 or 3%, and, you know, use that as, like, a baseline, then, you know, yeah, maybe you should be shooting for, you know, 5%, 10%. Frankly, I'm always trying to shoot for the top of whatever contest I'm playing. You know, if I go into a contest, top max sim ROI is, you know, 15%. Like, hey, I want to get to 15, you know, I want to get to 10. I want to get to, you know, 25, 50, 60, depending on the sport and the contest type, right? So that's the way I prefer to look at it. One other note on that is that, you know, I think you can, like, use that data to decide which contests to play and which ones to not play. This was a concept talked about in one of our recent pro videos where, you know, you kind of go through, like, the contest flashback and see, like, what the best lineup, like, people who are maxing out the contest, like, how are their lineups grading out? How much edge is kind of in that contest on a contest by contest basis? And decide where to spend your bankroll based on that information. So I also think that's an interesting concept. All right, next question here. Is there a best time to late swap a contest on a large MLB slate? How do you handle games that part way through the earlier games? The slate tonight has 4 games in the 7 p.m. window, 4 in the 8 window, 1 in the 9 p.m., and 3 in the 10 p.m. Yeah, so, like, let's just kind of look at this. You know, personally here, and I've talked to users who feel differently about this, and I'm not saying they're right and I'm wrong. I'm not saying I'm not saying anybody's wrong or I'm saying anybody's right. Just kind of personal preference. So, like, if I were gonna late swap tonight, right, what I would do is I would probably let these, like, 4 games all lock, that 405, 407, 410, 420. I would probably do my first late swap around, like, 5 o'clock before the 510 games kick off. And then you know, you could do one like in this 540 window and then the 640 window before these late games get started. That's my personal. You could probably have all of the actual ownership for the first three games that start. So you can have, you know, more accurate ownership projections and then capture that in that 420 late swap. So, you know, I think it's okay if you want to do that. There's nothing wrong with late swapping more at every single window. So like for me, like I'd probably late swap at like the 640. I don't know if I would do like the 710. Some of this is like, hey, you know, how busy are you, you know, on like a Friday night? And, you know, it gets into like, do you have the time? And if you have the time, great, do it. You know, all you are doing is getting more edge by taking advantage of the latest and greatest information. Like late swapping is never a bad idea, but it's just, you know, how inconvenient is it for you? And, you know, do you think it's worth it? And the reason I like to wait kind of these first four games, I'm like more interested in like the live projection as far as like, hey, you know, let's let these games play out for like close to an hour. And then let's, you know, late swap. Once these games are like a little bit in, we've had some at bats, you know, pitchers have pitched, we're seeing how players are doing, et cetera here. So my preference, is not always the right thing to do, but I will be honest with you guys about how I approach this. All right, next question here. Michael said, love the show, lads. How big of a projection difference in Saber Sim between lineup confirmed and not confirmed for MLB? Good question. I would say for players that are in the lineup and staying in the lineup, not significant. The biggest thing you want to be aware of if like if somebody doesn't end up playing, if somebody's, you know, projected to start, like we pull up the Mets, and I come in here and it's like, okay, you know, right now, it's like, for instance, right now we have Harrison Bader batting in like the nine hole. Well, I think it was like either yesterday or the day before he was batting like second. So it's like, okay, you know, how does this affect this team? How does it affect the stacks and correlations for this team? So if you're trying to figure out like, hey, you know, when's a good time to build? What I recommend is it's safe to start your build once all of the games that start at lock. So I would go like the 405, 407, 410, probably 420. I would wait for all of the lineups to be confirmed for these set of games and then be comfortable running my first set of lineups. Because even if something changes in the late game, let's say that, you know, the Rangers and the Mariners, their lineups aren't out by the time the slate starts, or maybe it's getting close, right? Maybe their lineups come out 5 minutes to game time and you look and, you know, maybe JP Crawford is sitting and he's in a number of your lineups. Well, you don't have to rush to get him out of your lineups and skip steps and, you know, hurry your process along, because him being out, you know, you still have plenty of time between when those games lock and then the next swap window to run an effective late swap and do your entire process. So like, if you're trying to figure out, hey, when's the right time to do it, you know, wait for the game starting, you know, within very, very close to lock, wait for those lineups to be released. And, you know, normally MLB lineups are released 2 to 3 hours prior to lock. So you should have plenty of time and plenty of notice to get those in. And then, you know, if you're in a pinch, just make sure that a late swap and account for all of the new news that you've just gotten. So that'd be my best advice there. But all right, looks like we hit the questions here in the Discord, hit this one here in the YouTube chat. So we're all caught up with questions, and we do have a show coming up pretty soon here, 11 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. So I think we're going to call it today. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.